Chapter 9. Moomin Mama's Handbag. It was the end of August. Moomin Troll always liked those last weeks of summer the most. The wind and the sea sounded different, and there was a new feeling in the air. It was early in the morning, and Moomin Troll was lying in bed. He turned his head and saw that Snufkin's bed was empty. Then he heard a long whistle and two short ones. This meant, "What are your plans for today?" Moomin Troll jumped out of bed and looked out of the window. It wasn't very light in the garden yet. Snufkin was waiting for him, so Moomin Troll climbed down the rope ladder. Then they walked to the river and sat on the bridge.
"We sat here in the spring," said Moomin Troll. "Do you remember? It was the first day after the long winter. All the others were still sleeping."
"I remember," said Snufkin.
"Have you got any plans for today?" asked Moomin Troll.
"Yes, I've got a plan," said Snufkin, "but it's only for me."
Moomin Troll looked at him for a long time, and then he said,
"Are you thinking about leaving?"
"Yes," said Snufkin, and they sat for a while, not talking.
"When are you going?" asked Moomin Troll after some time.
"Now," said Snufkin. Then Snufkin jumped down from the bridge. He smelled the morning air. It was a good day to start a journey. He looked at the hill in front of him. There was a new valley on the other side of that hill, and after that, a new hill.
"Will you go for a long time?" Moomin Troll asked.
"No," said Snufkin. "On the first day of spring, I will be here again, whistling under your window. A year goes very quickly."
"Yes," said Moomin Troll. "Goodbye, then."
"Bye," said Snufkin. Moomin Troll stood on the bridge and watched Snufkin leave. After a while, he heard music. Snufkin was playing his happiest song on his mouth organ. Then it became quiet, and Moomin Troll walked home. He found Thingamy and Bob on the steps in front of the house, sitting in the sun.
"Good morning, Truman Mole," said Thingamy.
"Good morning, Bingamy and Thob," replied Moomin Troll. He was now quite good at talking in Thingamy and Bob's strange language.
"Are you crying?" asked Bob.
No, said Moomin Troll. "But Snufkin has left. He's gone on a journey."
"Oh dear," said Thingamy. "Do you want to niss Bob on the coals? It might make you less sad."
So Moomin Troll kissed Bob on the nose, but he did not feel happier. Thingamy and Bob talked quietly together for a long time. Then Bob said,
"We've decided to show you the contents."
"The contents of the suitcase?" asked Moomin Troll.
"Yes, come with us,"
Thingamy and Bob said, and they ran under a bush. Moomin Troll followed them into the bush. It was dark in there, and it was a good place to hide things. Thingamy and Bob's suitcase stood on a little carpet in the middle of the bush.
"That's Snork Maiden's carpet," said Moomin Troll. "She was looking for that yesterday."
"Oh, yes," said Bob happily. "We found it, but she doesn't know, of course."
Said Moomin Troll.
"Are you going to show me the contents?"
Together, Thingamy and Bob opened the suitcase.
"Oh,"
cried Moomin Troll. A soft red light filled the bush, and a huge ruby lay before him. It was as big as a panther's head, and it glowed like fire.
Do you like it merry much? Asked Thingamy.
Yes, said Moomin Troll. They all looked at the ruby. It changed colour all the time. At first, it was not very bright. Then suddenly, a pink glow went over it. The glow moved across the ruby like the morning sun on a snowy mountain.
Oh, Snufkin should see this, said Moomin Troll sadly,
and he stood watching the ruby for a long time. After a while, he said,
It was wonderful. Can I come back and look at it another day?
But Thingamy and Bob did not answer, so Moomin Troll got out from under the bush and sat on the grass.
But of course, he said, that is the king's ruby. The hobgoblin is still looking for it on the moon, but Thingamy and Bob have it in their suitcase.
Then Snork Maiden came into the garden.
What's the matter? She asked. I can't tell you, Moomin Troll said, but I'm very sad. Snufkin has gone on a journey. Oh no, said Snork Maiden. Yes, replied Moomin Troll, but he said goodbye to me first.
Moomin Troll and Snork Maiden sat on the grass for a while. It was warm in the sun. Then Sniff came out on the steps.
Hello, said Snork Maiden. Snufkin has gone south. Did you know that? What? Without me? Said Sniff.
He needed to go, said Moomin Troll, but you're too young to understand that. Where are the others?
The Hemulin is looking for plants, and your mother is inside, but she's not very happy, said Sniff.
Why? Asked Moomin Troll. I must go to her now. He found Moomin Mama in the living room. She was sitting on the sofa, and she looked very sad.
What's the matter, Mother? He asked. My dear, something terrible has happened, she said. My handbag has gone. I can't do anything without it. I've looked everywhere, but I can't find it.
Everybody started to look for the handbag.
What will we get if we find it? Asked Sniff. We'll have a big party with lots of cake, and nobody has to wash or go to bed early, said Moomin Mama.
After that, everybody started looking harder. They looked everywhere in the house. They looked under the carpets and under beds, in the cellar and on the roof. They looked in the garden and by the river. But nobody could find the handbag. Soon, more people in Moomin Valley started to look too. They looked in the forest, on the hills, and by the sea. People were shouting and running all through the valley.
What is happening? Asked Thingamy. I've lost my handbag, said Moomin Mama. Your black handbag? Asked Thingamy. The one with poor little pockets.
What did you say? Asked Moomin Mama. She was too excited to listen to him.
The black one with poor little pockets, asked Thingamy again.
Yes, yes, said Moomin Mama. The black one with four little pockets. Now go and play, dears. Thingamy and Bob went into the garden.
What shall we do? Asked Bob. I don't like seeing Moomin Mama unhappy, said Thingamy. I liked sleeping in the Pittle Locket, but I think that we should take the handbag back, said Bob.
So Thingamy and Bob went under the bush. They pulled Moomin Mama's handbag out and they took it into the garden. Soon everybody knew the good news.
Is it true? Cried Moomin Mama. Oh, this is wonderful. Where did you find it?
Thingamy started to tell her, but then lots of people ran into the garden to say,
Well done!
So Moomin Mama never knew the true story about her handbag. And maybe that was a good thing.